Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Livestock market economist Daryl Peel with some advice for 2012 after this.
When Kubota celebrates, Kubota customers win. And right now we're celebrating over 1.5 million sales in America. That means you win with a special milestones and money-back savings event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take advantage of hundreds or even thousands of dollars in instant cash rebates on select new Kubota equipment now through December 31st. It's the savings event that celebrates Kubota customers, past, present, and future. Learn more at KubotaMilestonesSavings.com.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
2011 turned out to be a year that a lot of cattle producers would just soon forget about here in the southern Great Plains. Record heat, record drought across Texas and Oklahoma, up into southwestern Kansas as well. It all adds up to a lot of pressure on our cattle business, a lot of cattle herd liquidation. We got rid of stockers and feeders first, then later we started liquidating mama cows as well. Some herds went out of existence, others cut back sharply, others moved cattle to other parts of the country for the time being. What about for 2012? What's the strategy for the new year? We ask livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel of Oklahoma State.
I think there's several key points to keep in mind. And again, obviously, one of the things we're watching is the drought situation, and particularly next spring, to see whether we're going to be a continuation of the drought or some improvement that lets us operate a little more normally in terms of forage production. But that being said, I think there's a couple of things that are in general going to be true. One is that prices are generally going to be good for most anything we have to sell. Certainly any kind of feeder cattle we're talking about, be it lightweight calves or heavier weight feeder cattle, I think we're going to have pretty strong prices. So in one sense, marketing is not your biggest challenge. I think production and management and cost of production are going to be the key challenges, really, for everyone, certainly for the cow-calf producers in particular, to take advantage of these higher prices and make sure that translates into some improved profitability. If we get into a rebuilding mode from the drought standpoint, with some relief in the drought, that will be particularly critical, because those same conditions that create high feeder cattle prices for what we're selling are also going to create extraordinarily high prices for the breeding females and heifers that we're going to be retaining to rebuild the cow herd. And so that's going to put some additional challenges on that part of it. The other general factor that's in place in our market now, and I think probably is more or less permanent, is the fact that even with these high-priced feeder cattle, if you look at the value of stocker production, as the industry reacts and adapts to generally higher grain prices, there's a pretty good opportunity for some decent value of gain for stocker producers. So you're operating with both purchase and selling prices that are at a high level, but they work out to a pretty decent value of gain. It also means for cow-calf producers that, relative to sometimes in the past, things like retained ownership of weaned calves to heavier weights looks more attractive than it has at times.
From Oklahoma State University, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Agriculture's big business in Oklahoma, and nobody covers it better than Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron is the source for agricultural news, news that means the difference sometimes between profits and losses on the farm. That's why the National Cattlemen's Beef Association awarded Ron the Excellence in Agriculture Journalism Award. When you need up-to-the-minute information about Oklahoma agriculture, listen to farm broadcasters Ron Hayes and Ed Richards on this station, a proud member of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.